This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, as I say on Friday mornings, the only stop you need to make, my dear friends, is here with me and this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. And I'm going to be with you now live until noon today. And I can tell you, it isn't a warm day. It's pretty chilly. Even here in Studio One, it's pretty chilly. Anyway, look, you might be listening if you live locally on one of our two radio frequencies, that's 1431 AM or 104.7 FM, or you could be anywhere in this great big wide world listening to this program because you're using our live stream. And you get our live stream by going to your smart device and going into a search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Have a look at the top page left. Click on that. It says live. And you could be anywhere in the world listening to me waffling on here this morning. Now, of course, it's a holiday this weekend. And I'm in the studio on my own. And but I've got some great stuff lined up for you. Now, you remember last week we finished off with just a few bars of Duke Ellington's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Because, you know, I have to finish on music. And that last track last weekend becomes the first track this weekend. Okay, let me start and you listen to the whole thing. This is a 7-minute track. And the one after it is another big band, and that's about 6 minutes long. So let me introduce it. It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, a 1931 composition by Duke Ellington with lyrics by Bubba Miley. Now, if you mix that with a recording featuring the vibraphone master Lionel Hampton, you certainly get something which is unusual. This is a 1991 remastered version of an original 1975 HMB recording, which was recorded live. Lionel sings the opening bars, and he then punctuates, as usual, with his usual comments that you hear in the background. He's going, yeah, yeah, ooh, ooh. Listen out for him. So here we go. This is Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. The original was, of course, in 1975. This one was done in 1991. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing. You ain't got that swing, baby. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is swing. Woo-hoo.
How did you find that track then, eh? We started off this week with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, written by Ellington and Miley. And that was the Lionel Hampton Orchestra, who recorded that track live in 1975 for HMV Records. And as I said in my introduction, the Lionel Hampton always, when he was playing, it would always be, yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what a great track, eh? I mean, that was a real toe-tapper, that one was. I'm sure you'll agree. Okay, let's go on to the next track. Now, if you like superb drummers, you'll like this next track. It's from the same remastered Lionel Hampton live recording, like the one I just played. However, this track features a drummer called Oliver Jackson. And he's there hitting the skins, performing a tune that Lionel Hampton wrote, which he called Oliver Twist. Pretty good, eh? Oliver Jackson is the drummer, and Lionel wrote Oliver Twist. So, with your permission, please sit back and listen to about 6 minutes of Hampton's orchestra with the drummer Oliver Jackson leading the way with Oliver Twist.
And now we feature Oliver Jackson on the drums. And Oliver Twist. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Oliver Jackson was the man on the drums. And don't ask me how he could play those different number of drums all the time at the same time. But that's what you call a drummer. So that particular track of Oliver Jackson performing as the main lead on Oliver Twist, written by Lionel Hampton, that came from the same album as the one I played first of all, which was It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And, you know, when you listen to drummers, people normally say, oh, drummers, all they do is just bang drums. Yeah, they do. But, you know, I said, for all you drummer lovers, lovers of a man playing the drums, you will have been, I'm sure, listening on edge to the way that Oliver Jackson performed during that last tune, Oliver Twist. Okay, we'll have a couple of vocals now. Did you ever see A Dream Walking? It's a romantic, jazz-inflected song. It was written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell. The first person to record it was Bing Crosby in 1933. Now, I remember this song because my father used to sing this song quite a lot. Have a listen to the tune, Did You Ever See a Dream Walking?, as recorded for Decca Records in 1941 by the singer Dick Haymes. Did you ever see a dream walking?
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream through you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, a dream it was walking, in a dream it was talking, and the heaven in my eyes was blue. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, a dream it was walking, and a dream it was talking, and a heaven in my arms was you.
Yeah, it's a nice recording. Yeah, my father used to sing that quite a lot. Normally, if one of my brothers or I sort of walked into the kitchen in the morning, sort of all bleary-eyed, having just got out of bed, my dad would always sing that first part. Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. He'd always do that. Anyway, up next is another live recording from that very famous Barcelona youth jazz band, the San Andreu Jazz Band. And we've got three young ladies, Carla Motis, Andrea Motis, and Ella Bastida. They start the track off with some close harmony vocals. Then Carla Motis solos on guitar, Andrea Motis supports on trumpet, and then Ella Bastida comes in on the tenor sax. Before the guest artist, Alan Vache, comes in on the clarinet. And to finish off the recording, the three girls do some more harmonization. You'll see what I mean when you listen to this track and the tune that the group are going to play for us. It was one written by Horace Silver, and it's called Doodlin', D-O-O-D-L-I-N apostrophe, Doodlin'. And if you're a jazz fan, you know what I'm talking about. Here they go, St. Andrew Jazz Band. Vocal harmony.
Making a feel good, wear things, using the boudoir. Got me a big date, waiting for my chick. Putting my face on, so she could lose me. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting. Doodling away, doodling away. Sitting and dining, near the beginning. Started designing, using the cleaning. Talking to my day, wiggling my feet, waiting on salty, turning to please sweet. Told the waiter, don't be dizzy, can you see I'm very busy? Doodling away, doodling away.
Took me to Bellevue, where I was testing. Had me
a doctor, grooving my noodles. For he was captain, taught him to do the. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger fine. And now let's do your fingers. Do the no way, do the no way. Doctor was real nice, told it to be cool. Look at the waiter, call him the real fool. Look at my baby, told me he died. Got me to do the. So he come back and when he put his arms around her, quite to his surprise, he found her. Do the now way, do the now way, we just do the long day.
Okay, that was three young ladies from the San Andrea Jazz Band, Carla Motis on guitar, Andrea Motis on the trumpet, Alia Bastida. She was on the tenor sax. And the guy on the piano was Marc Sacquet. The guy on the double bass is the man who started this whole thing, bringing in young people and playing jazz. And that guy is called Juan Chamorro. And the man on the clarinet was the American Alan Vache. And the tune, of course, was Doodlin'. Just bear in mind, when you've listened to that, that the average age of children in that band is 15 years old. And I'm a massive fan of that band in all its different versions, whether it's a big band, whether it's a smaller group, I'm there for them. Now, if you wonder where this music is coming from, let me tell you, it's coming out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. It's coming out live. The program is called Easy Jazz, and my name is John Ridman, and I'm your host until noon today. Now, Charlie Parker, also known as The Bird, he was born in 1920 in Kansas City, Kansas, and he died in New York in March of 1955. He died, he was only 34 years old. Now, the coroner who performed the autopsy estimated that Charlie Parker's 30-year-old body was a man of between 50 and 60 years of age. That'll tell you a lot, eh? That'll tell you about drugs and drink and everything else. Now, Charlie was very fast on the alto sax. He introduced quite a lot of revolutionary sort of ideas into jazz. The recording I got is not the best recording ever. This recording was made in 1947. Charlie Parker accompanied by a string orchestra. And what's interesting is on this track, Charlie Parker is playing a plastic alto sax. Not a metal one, a plastic one. The tune is Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's Dancing in the Dark. Listen to the man on the plastic alto sax, because that's Charlie Parker, the bird, dancing in the dark.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a very good recording, as I said. That recording was done live. Charlie was backed by a string orchestra playing a plastic alto sax. But if you listen to me talk, when I introduced it, I said he introduced quite a few revolutionary harmonic ideas into jazz. I mean, rapid passing chords, he altered chords, he substituted chords, and you could hear that. As I say, not a good recording, but you could hear that. That's the reason I decided to put that track into the show today. But anyway, let's move on. Come Fly With Me. Well, that's the name of the 14th studio album by Frank Sinatra. It was released in 1958. It was put out by Capitol Records. In the year 2000, it was voted number 616 in Colin Larkin's all-time top 1,000 albums. Interesting. Have a listen as Frank Sinatra sings for us a song composed specifically for the album, and it was written in 1957 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Cahn. It's the name of the album. It's the first track on the album. So have a listen to Frank Sinatra sing for us Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Could only be old Blue Eyes, eh? And he sang Come Fly With Me, which is a tune that was written specifically for his 1958 release of an album of the same name, went out under Capitol Records. And Billy May was the orchestra accompanying Frank Sinatra. And it's the first time Billy May did accompany him, because normally, if you remember, it was Nelson Riddle who backed Frankie Boy. But anyway, Come Fly With Me. I sang along with that because there's nobody else here except me. And if I had a fiver, $5 for every time I'd sung that song, well, I wouldn't have a yacht, but not unless I had a toy yacht. Anyway, I want to tell you about a man called David Saul, S-A-U-L. Now, he was born in 1937. He died in 2013. He was an English jazz pianist and composer. And he's best known for a lot of broadcasts that he did on BBC Radio in London. He had the Dave Saul Quartet, and he also had a group called the Dave Saul Quintet. Now, with Dave Saul on this track I'm going to play is a man called Ron Mathewson. Now, Ron was born in 1944. He died in 2020. And he was a jazz, British jazz, double bass player and bass guitarist. Now, between the two of them, Dave Saul and Ron Mathewson, performed with a load of people. People like Stan Getz, Joan Armatrading, Ben Webster, Philly Joe Jones, Roy Eldridge, Oscar Peterson, and so on and so forth. The track I'm going to play you now is where Ron and Dave got together in the foyer of the Royal Festival Hall in London in 2008. And this recording is of the two, the pianist and the double bassist, playing Dave Saul's arrangement of a grand standard. And you'll all know it. It's called Autumn Leaves. Dave Saul, Ron Mathewson. It's 8 minutes long, by the way. Thank you. You got to admit, I mean, two jazz professionals like Dave Thall and Ron Mathewson just set up in the foyer of the Royal Festival Hall next door to the cafeteria, I might add, in 2008, and they recorded that live recording of Dave Thall's arrangement of Autumn Leaves, and it was just under 9 minutes, but I chose it because, you know, I tried to bring to you different things in easy jazz, and although I've got a quite extensive music CD collection in jazz, to actually put a show together takes me a bit of time because I've got to realize that I can't bring you the same tunes every week, fortnight, 3 weeks or month. And what really gets me with, I mean, Dave Thall lived in France, and he was in France when he actually died. And I'm in fairly regular contact with his wife, his French wife. And I just thought, yeah, that's got to be played, John. You've got to play that because you've got a great pianist and a great double bass player, both sadly no longer with us. I personally love the sound of the acoustic double bass. I'm not really a big fan of the bass guitar. It just doesn't have that same acoustic appeal. But anyway, that's just me. Other people do like the bass guitar. It's a lot lighter to carry around, much easier to take to a gig than a double bass, because double bass instruments tend to be pretty heavy. Okay, I normally at this stage say to you, I don't stop for news, sport and weather. At 11 I carry on. Well, because it's a holiday, there's only the weather today, but you're not going to get that until noon today. So, back to a vocal. This track features three local musicians. Warren Sagg on the piano, David Day on double bass, and I tagged along to do a couple of songs. It was recorded live at a retirement village called Somerset in the Bay in Napier. The song we're going to do is called I Fall in Love Too Easily. It was written in 1944 by Jules Stein and Sammy Cann. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Anchors Away that featured Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly, you might remember that Frank Sinatra sang this song during the movie Anchors Away. And the film Anchors Away won an Oscar for the music in the movie. So I'm not saying that we can't tap dance like Fred Astaire or Gene Kelly, and I can't sing like Frank Sinatra, but here's one we recorded in a retirement village, and I'm hoping to get back in there soon. Just listen to Warren on the piano, David on the bass, me singing I Fall in Love Too Easily.
Warren and I, 11 years ago, we did an album together, and this particular song was on it. So we haven't done it for 11 years. So let's see if we can remember it. easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, but I've been fooled in the past. And yet I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too.
Okay, that was Warren Sang on piano, David Day on the double bass, and I was doing the singing. And the tune we did was Jules Stein and Sammy Cahn's I Fall in Love Too Easily, which was introduced by Frank Sinatra in the 1945 film called Anchors Away. Virtuoso number three is a 1977 album by the American jazz pianist, the late Joe Pass. It was reissued in 1992. That's 1977 was the first recording. It was reissued in 1992. And because it's called Virtuoso Number 3, let me tell you, there was a Virtuoso number one and number three and number two. Not in that order, of course. And it all contains original material instead of jazz standards. In other words, every track is a tune that Joe Pass wrote and arranged. So on this track you're going to hear now, Joe plays for us on solo guitar one of the compositions he named in memory of a flamenco composer and guitarist called Paco de Lucía. And then Joe decided, yep, that's what I'll call the tune. So here is the original 1977 recording by Joe Pass of a tune he wrote called Paco de Lucía. Thank you. you know, people listen to people like Joe Pass and say, who was the other guitarist? There was only one, and that was Joe. You know, he's a fingerstyle guitarist. And, yes, all the notes came from Joe Pass and his guitar. Now, one of the interesting things was when he was younger, Joe got into drugs big time. And it got to the point where people didn't trust him to even turn up for a gig. And Joe decided he'd go into to have some rehabilitation. And he did. And I think he spent something like 4 years in, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was in Hollywood. And he spent 4 years getting off the drugs. And in that time, to help him, of course, he composed a lot of music. And he played the guitar, I think, every single day. And when he came out of this place where he was rehabilitated and he started to play again, then, of course, everybody thought he was absolutely marvellous. And he was. But, of course, he's been dead for a few years now. Just a little bit of information on Joe Pass. Now, of course, I've got to tell you a little bit about this radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay. We started off 31 years ago, and we were then known as Radio Kidnappers. But about 4 years ago, it was decided we'd rebrand, and because people would say to you, oh, you're with Radio, they wouldn't say Radio Kidnappers. They'd make some So introduce Cape Kidnappers into it. So anyway, we are now Radio Hawke's Bay. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. We have a massive amount of different types of program, music being just one part of what we put out and broadcast. We do, however, broadcast every genre of music, I think, known to man. But most of our programs are non-musical. If you want to learn a little bit more about Radio Hawke's Bay, you've got to get that magic search engine. That magic smart device. Go into a search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and our homepage comes up, and everything you need to know about this radio station you find on that website, including the fact that when the page comes up, if you look at the top towards the left, it says live. If you click on that, no matter where you are in the world, then you can listen to what is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked it open. Now, we have about 90 shows a week and about the same number of broadcasters, maybe a little bit just more than 90 broadcasters, because some people do two shows. Some people do three shows, and they're all different. You can find, as I say, any music you like. But have a look at our schedule. See what we put out. And also see what time it goes out on what day of the week and when the repeats are. Now, we are we're an access, community access radio station, one that puts you on air. We're not a commercial radio station. We always need new broadcasters because people do get to the end of what they originally came in to do. And we have to try to fill those spaces. Now, I'm not going to give you a phone number this week because it's a holiday. Oh, okay, okay. I'll just give you the number anyway. So write it down. Got a pen? Got something to write on? It's amazing the number of people who write on the back of their hand, you know. Okay, here's the number you ring. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Now, that is the phone number for our main office here in Hastings. Talk to one of the team and say, hey, I've got a great idea for a show. And you can come in and tell them what the idea is. And you very well might be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, you don't have to do a live show. I prefer to do a live show. You can record your show. If you live in Napier, we do have a pop-up studio in Napier, so you can do your recording over there. Full training will be given on how to work the decks. And when you look at the decks, you think, oh, my God, there's so many switches and switch on and switch off. And oh, believe me, you don't need very many of them to actually do a show. So, there you go. If you fancy yourself as a broadcaster, ring that number I gave you. Now, there is another jazz program. My friend Ian Hunt, he has his program, Two for Jazz, and that goes out on a Tuesday between 3 and 5 p.m., and it's repeated the day after at the same time. My repeat goes out on a Sunday, early Sunday morning. So it's the middle of the night, really, from 3 to 5, and that's to catch the night workers. Okay, let's get back and get on with the show. Rosemary Clooney sings The Music of Cole Porter. It's an album that came out in 1982, and the album was released by Concord Records. Rosemary Clooney started off as a big band singer. And I've said this so many times. Once you sign up to a record company, you have to sing what they want you to sing. And although she was a big band swing standard singer, like many others, they said, you're under contract. Excuse me, you're under contract. And we want you to sing a pop song. And you do it. Even Sinatra had to do that. But later, she came back and she had a great career singing swing and jazz numbers. So from that album, Rosemary Clooney sings the music of Cole Porter. Here is one of Cole Porter's songs, just one of those things. Cole Porter wrote that for a 1935 musical called Jubilee. And the people backing Rosemary on this particular album is the Scott Hamilton Octet. Now, Scott Hamilton is a tenor player who, believe it or not, we were talking about the San Andrea Jazz Band, this youth band in Barcelona. Scott Hamilton lives in Italy, and he quite often nips across to Barcelona. And he records and sort of teaches the kids. And if you go onto YouTube and you just put in S-A-J-B, there are many, many, many tracks on YouTube. And you quite often see Scott Hamilton in them. Anyway, here's Rosemary Clooney from 1982 singing Just One of Those Things.
As Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well. As Columbus announced when he knew he was bounced, it was swell, Isabel, swell. As Abelard said to Eloise, don't forget to drop a line to me, please. As Juliet cried in her Romeo's ear, Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Rosemary Clooney, 1982 recording, where she sang the Cole Porter song, Just One of Those Things. And the album is called, simply, Rosemary Clooney Sings the Music of Cole Porter. She was a great singer, you know, really was. I used to listen to her, oh, God, years ago, when I were a young lad. Now, I've got to tell you about this man. Unfortunately, he's passed away as well, but this great man called Toots Thielemans. He was a Belgian-born guitarist, harmonica player, whistler, and composer. And in the year 2000, MRC Records released an album that they called The Best of Toots Thielemans. From the album, please enjoy Toots playing harmonica. Shirley Horn is on the piano. Charles Abel is on bass, and Steve Williams is on the drums. And together, listen as they bring us a really nice arrangement of the Antonio Carlos Jobim tune, which is called Corcovado, or in other words, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. And Toots Tielemans is on the harmonica. Listen in. The tune was Corcovado. In English, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. Toots Tielemans played the harmonica. And Shirley Horn was on the piano. Charles Abel was on the bass. And Steve Williams was on the drums. That track comes from the 2000 EMRC, the MRC, EM, so it's capital E, small m, big A, big R, small CY, MRC Records album, which is called The Best of Toots Tielemans. There you go. Oh, I meant to say, I know some of you listeners, in February this year, you came to the Havelock North Function Centre, where I was performing with Steve Miller, who played the big Steinway concert grand. The most memorable thing about that particular gig, we nearly got to the end, and I was on the lower stage, Steve was on the upper stage, and I walked across to talk to him about how I wanted to do the next number. And as I turned and walked back, I just walked straight into a space and I fell between the gap between the two stages. I'm sure everybody who was there remembers that. I didn't break anything and I didn't hit my head. Now, it's quite possible that on Wednesday, the 5th of August, that Steve, myself, and David Day on double bass will be back at the Havelock North Function Centre. We won't be the only group. I don't know how long we're going to do, but I've been asked, would we go back and be the main sort of attraction? And believe me, I'll stay away from that bloody gap between the two stages. I'm not tempting anything for the second time. So that's the 5th of August. All right, now Manny Albam, who was born in 1922 and died in 2001, was an American jazz arranger, composer, record producer, saxophonist, and music educator. He was born in the Dominican Republic, but he grew up in New York City. He was attracted to jazz at an early age when he listened to the music of the trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke. And Bix Beiderbecke was an excellent trumpeter, very well known, but he was an alcoholic and he died at a very young age. Back to Manny Albam. In 1957, Manny wrote a tune that he called, here's the title, listen to this, See Here, Miss Bromley. And it was recorded for Verve Records in the same year, 1957. Some of the greats, the jazz greats in the band were Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Art Former on trumpet, Phil Woods on alto sax, and Hank Jones on the piano. Please listen and enjoy Manny Albam's orchestra playing his arrangement, See Here, Miss Bromley. And I'll tell you now, it ends abruptly. There's no sort of tail off. It just stops, bang. Okay, just remember that. So here we go. Manny Albam in the orchestra with See Here, Miss Bromley. We'll be right back. Told you it ended abruptly. Manny Albom and his orchestra. 1957 recording of a tune he wrote called See Here, Miss Bromley. The album did go out by Verve Records in 1957. Okay, now, I am allowed to play two tracks from the same album, but I'm not allowed to play more than two tracks from the same album. So I'm going to play you another of Manny Albom's it's the same track that we've just, the same album that we've just done, but it's a different track that I'm going to play you now. This tune was written by Harry Asked and Grant Clark, but arranged by Manny Albom, and this particular track that the orchestra's going to play is called Am I Blue? Am I Blue? I don't know. Let's ask Manny Albom and the orchestra. Hey, Manny, am I blue?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the second Manny album track that I played you today, and that one was recorded in 1957. Manny Album's Orchestra, the tune arranged by Manny, but it was written by Harry Asked and Grant Clark, and it's called Am I Blue? Now, Imagination. That's a song that was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. It was published in 1940, and Ella Fitzgerald recorded in Imagination in the same year, 1940, for Decca Records, and the label says she sang it backed by her famous orchestra. Anyway, here is Ella Fitzgerald with her famous orchestra from 1940 singing Imagination.
Imagination is funny, it makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you, imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. picking a daisy. What to do? What to do? Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet, I can't imagine that you want me to. Felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again. Oh, well, imagination is silly.
It goes around.
I go around wanting you. You know I do. And yet I can't imagine. No, I can't imagine that you want me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a fairly young Ella Fitzgerald, wasn't it? 1940. She's still a great singer, though. And that particular song, Imagination, was written by Jimmy Van Heusen and also Johnny Burke. And Ella recorded it with her famous orchestra. For Decca Records. Now, being a community access radio station, I have to occasionally give you some community notices, and I'm going to give you one right now. The Toy and Collectibles Fair is heading to Hastings on Saturday, the 1st of August, at Twyford School on Thompson Road. Running between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., it will showcase a wide range of toys and pop culture collectibles for families, fans, and the wider community. If you'd like to book a table to sell your own collectibles, get in touch now to secure your spot. The Havelock North Scouts will also be on site with a sausage sizzle fundraiser. Any more information you need, please call Campbell on 02-11-55-6176. 02-11-55-6176. That is the end of community notices for today. And I hit the mic as I was putting it away. Okay, well, we've not got long left, you know. We get to the end of this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Bredman. Well, I hope that you enjoyed the program. As I said before, it does take me some time to put it all together to make sure that, you know, I haven't repeated something too quickly. And I listen to every single track as I put the show together. I just don't say, oh, well, we'll have that track and stick it on. I listen to every track to make sure that, you know, there's nothing wrong. They don't stop halfway or whatever. Anyway, here's a man called Al Martino. He was an American singer. He had his greatest success as a singer between the early 1950s and mid-1970s. One of the great Italian-American crooners in 1952 had a massive hit with a song called Here in My Heart, written by Pat Gennaro, Lou Levinson, and Bill Borelli. And here is Mr. Al Martino with Here in My Heart. I've just paused it there because, of course, I have to go out on music and I haven't really judged this particularly well this week. I normally have it pretty slick. So I'm just going to say my goodbyes now and my thanks to you people out there, wherever you may be, anywhere in the big wide world. Thank you for listening to this week's live program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. God willing, I'll be back next week with another just under 2 hours of easy jazz picked by me from my own music collection. That's all I've really got to say, except it is winter here in New Zealand, and we've had a bit of rain over the past few days. So when you're out there, be careful, please. The sun is very low in the sky. You know, you've got to be careful of that. So all I can say is God bless you all. Remember to love the ones who love you because they will love you back so much more. We'll have to get Al Martino back next week, of course, to sing us the rest. But anyway, from me to you, thanks for listening. Let's finish off with a little bit of Al Martino. See you next week. Bye-bye for now. Redman out. Sure.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.